I'm the videographer for a large cultural institution. My office is in the building that has rooms that get rented out for events, weddings, meetings, etc. It's in this building that I've had all of my strange experiences. None of them have been scary, but I have tried to find an explanation for all of them, and found none. The building consists of two large event rooms and several offices on either side of the building. On my side of the building, there are three separate rooms, all in a row, and all connected by locking doors. The event staff are located in the northernmost office, I'm in the middle room, and the southernmost room is storage. I can get to the event room by walking through the storage closet, then through a hallway. The hallway to the north of the offices also has a staircase that leads to the second floor, on which you'll find two small offices and the projection room. Until recently, event staff also occupied the offices on the second floor, but now it's all storage. Most of my experiences have happened in the off-season, fall and winter, when the building is pretty empty. There are kitchen staff on busy days, and there are also bathrooms in the lobby, which are open to guests, but in the winter, there are very few events, and very few people in the building. Some days, I'm the only one here. Now for the stories. I occasionally hear the sounds of papers shuffling or chairs moving in the office next door. I always assume it's event staff, but when I open the connecting door to say hello, the noise abruptly stops, and I'm met with a dark, empty room. I've considered that the noises might be mice, air moving, or cleaning staff, but I've never seen any evidence that it could be any of those things. One day, I heard the deadbolt on the event's outer door unlock and the light switch flip, all familiar sounds, as I often arrive before them, but through the other door, so I'm never in their office if they aren't. For some reason, that day I'd been waiting for them to arrive, so I immediately opened the connecting door, and again was met with an empty room. The lights were off, and the door was closed and locked. At times, the unexplained noises are so constant and distracting that I leave the connecting door open, since when the door is open, there are no noises. Now, whenever I hear the noises and find an empty room, I just say good morning. A few months ago, I got to work at 8 a.m., my normal time, and one of the staff next door called my name. I went into the office, and my coworker said to me, "You got here early today." I replied that I always arrive at 8 o'clock, and he frowned. He said, "Right, but today you were here when I got in at 7. I heard you moving around, and I kept calling good morning, but you never answered me." I replied that I had just walked in the door, but he insisted that he'd heard me moving around the office for the last hour. It seems that the noises that I frequently hear aren't limited to the office next door. A few years ago, I was working on cataloging old tapes in the projection room on the second floor. The room is long, about half of the building's length, and three walls are lined with shelves, while the third wall is a window that looks over the event room. I was at the end farthest from the door. After I'd been up there for about an hour, I clearly heard someone walk into the room and start moving boxes near the door. The noise went on for a little bit before I looked up to see who it was, and then I saw I was alone. After speaking with the only other two people in the building, I learned that no one had gone upstairs but me. If I need to walk to the other side of the building, I usually cut through the event room so that I don't bother the people in the office. A few years ago, I was walking through the storage closet and hallway to get to the event room when I heard the sound of tables being set up. This is quite a loud noise that I hear all the time, as staff set up and break down tables in the event rooms almost every day. It's a very distinctive sound. the first set of legs opens, the second set of legs opens, and then the table gets flipped onto its legs. It goes ka-chunk, ka-chunk, flip. Because the rooms are so large, the sound also echoes slightly. That morning, I heard that very common sound emanating from the event room, but when I pulled the door open, the room was completely empty. No tables. No people. Not even a single chair. I made a circuit of the entire building, but that morning, not a single person was in the building but me, and every door was closed and locked. Two walls of my office are lined with floor-to-ceiling shelves that contain old tapes. Some of the shelves are so packed that if you try to pull out one tape, the tapes on either side of that one will pull out too. One of those walls is shared with the storage room next door, and it's just drywall. Originally, the storage room and my office were one big room that was eventually split in half. I came into work one morning and found two beta tapes lying about 2 feet from the wall. They came from shelves that are on that shared wall. I thought perhaps there had been an event, and staff had been too rough when putting their supplies away and hit the shelves on their side of the wall, which could have caused the shelves on my side of the wall to shake, thus spilling the tapes out. However, the two tapes came from two separate shelves, both of which are tightly packed with videotapes. There were two empty spaces where those tapes belonged, but not a single other tape was out of place. Not only that, but the beta tapes are only about a centimeter shorter than the shelves, and so are a very tight fit. To remove them from the shelf, you have to pull them straight out, otherwise they get stuck. And yes, the tapes on the floor were definitely from those two shelves. All of my tapes are labeled and in chronological order, so there was no question of where those tapes came from. I went into the storage room and banged on their shelves as hard as I could, but their shelves are freestanding and are about an inch from the wall. No matter what I did, the shelf never moved enough to even touch the wall. I then opened and slammed my door several times. Neither method caused any beta tapes to fall off the shelves, or even move, but slamming the door resulted in a stack of small DV tapes falling off of one of the shelves. However, whatever had caused the beta tapes to end up on the floor obviously had no effect on the smaller, more unstable DV tapes. Someone had to have taken those tapes off the shelves and put them on the floor, but I have the only key to my office. The cleaning staff doesn't even have a key. After that incident, I set up my camera in the corner and let it run every night for a month. I never caught anything paranormal, but I also confirmed that no one is entering my office without my knowledge. A few weeks later, I was editing a video when the phone in the events office started ringing. For some reason, voicemail doesn't always pick up. This happens almost every day, and it's really annoying because the phone will never stop ringing until it's answered or the caller hangs up. So, when this happens, I usually wait for it to go on for a minute or two to give them an opportunity to answer before I go into the office and divert it to voicemail. So the phone was ringing for at least 2 minutes, and I went into the office to divert the call. As I was about to hit the button, though, one of the staff walked in, and I said, "Oh, good, you can answer the phone. It's been ringing for 2 minutes." He picked up the receiver and said, "Hello? Hello?" Then he hung up and asked, "How long did you say the phone had been ringing?" I repeated, "2 minutes." He said, "That's really strange. The call was coming from the kitchen extension. I've been working in the kitchen all morning, and no one else was with me." The walk from the kitchen to the office takes no more than 30 seconds. The call would have been placed while he was in the kitchen, alone. Yesterday morning, I was walking through the building to rinse out my mug in the bathroom sink. As I approached the doors that lead into the lobby, I heard someone in heels walking quickly through the lobby in my direction. Assuming it was someone from the office on the other side of the building, heading over to the office next door to me, I paused for a second to make sure she wasn't about to walk through the door. When I realized she wasn't close enough, I opened the door. The sound stopped. No one was there. I made a circuit of the entire building, and just like those other times, no one but me was in the building, and all of the rooms were locked, the lights off. This wasn't a sound that lasted for only a few seconds. I heard those footsteps cross the length of the entire lobby. A few other unexplained noises have occurred recently, but nothing too interesting. However, I'll be keeping my eyes and my ears open.